Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state of police oversight in Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the past few decades, several Ohio cities have created citizen police oversight boards, often after high-profile shootings of civilians, to try to increase accountability and restore community trust in police. One recent example is in Akron. Its board was created last year after police fatally shot a 25-year-old black man, Jaylen Walker, more than 40 times. But the board has struggled in the past year to investigate complaints from citizens. It's experiencing challenges that other boards in the state have dealt with over the years. Anna Huntsman with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media covers Akron city government. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Erin.
So first off, what exactly is a civilian oversight board and which cities in Ohio have them?
So a civilian oversight board is an independent body providing some sort of oversight over a city's police department. So responsibilities can sometimes include taking complaints from citizens about their interactions with police. They often issue policy recommendations about how the department can improve. In some cases, they actually investigate complaints themselves. The scope really depends on the city. So at this point, most of the state's major cities have oversight boards. Cincinnati started in the early 2000s after a police shooting. Cleveland has two different boards, a police commission and an oversight board. Then Columbus created one in 2020, and Akron is the most recent board, and that was approved through a charter amendment in 2022 by voters.
Okay, and what's been going on with Akron's oversight board? Why has it been struggling to investigate citizen complaints?
I will say it's been a bumpy road since the beginning. It took a while for them to actually even get seated after the charter amendment was approved because there was controversy in city council over one of the candidates that was nominated. Then when they finally were seated, they had to start doing, you know, the grunt work of starting a new board. And one of those things was creating its rules. And there was controversy once again over how they could do their investigations, how much power they really had. They wanted to investigate complaints and use of force instances at the same time as the police department's internal affairs unit. But the obstacle here is they have a collective bargaining agreement, the city and the police union. And basically, the police union was saying, we're the only ones that can be doing these investigations, the internal affairs unit. So city council kind of passed a more watered down version of those rules. They are still able to investigate. They just have to wait until the internal affairs unit investigation is done.
Interesting. So are these challenges unique to Akron?
You know, I was wondering the exact same thing. So I spoke with Cameron McElhinney, and she's the executive director of NACOL, the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. So she's aware of boards across the country, including in Ohio, and she said they often have the same challenges. So perhaps there are obstacles from the collective bargaining agreement, or there's a lack of political will. So maybe a board was created under a mayor who was super supportive of civilian oversight. And then in 4 years, there's a new mayor who's not as supportive. There can be changes in funding or a lack of training for board members.
Okay. Do we have any sense of how effective these boards have been in Ohio?
Yeah, McElhinney says it can take years for the community to really feel some change. And a lot of times it's because of the things we just talked about, you know, changes in elected officials or changes in funding. But she did say in Ohio, what they see in almost every jurisdiction that has civilian oversight over the police department is there is more transparency and legitimacy in this complaint process or policing in general that just simply wasn't there before.
Okay. Anna Huntsman with IdeaStream Public Media. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.